Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Frien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton, who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. Frien moves to third. Wirt moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox takes first base on ball four. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to home to get Frien. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Frien fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Frien. Aparicio scores. May moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Tigers. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Maddox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Maddox reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-2 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hermann moves to second. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Tommy John. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kaline hits a fly ball towards right. Melton catches it and throws to Hermann, who throws to third to double up Stanley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann bunts towards the mound. Kilkenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop is walked intentionally. Bob Spence pinch hits for Jerry Kreider. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Spence now playing first base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ike Brown pinch hits for Tom Timmerman. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutierrez. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Gutierrez steals second. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Stanley is walked intentionally. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutierrez scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Patterson fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to third. May moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.